I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Father in heaven, Lord, I give your name the praise and the glory and the honor on today. And bless your holy name, Lord God. Just thanking you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to see. Your mercies have been great towards us. And Lord, we bless your name forever and ever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom the Lord hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Lord, I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would have your way, Lord God, in our service on today. I pray that you would bless every hearer, those, O Lord God, who are listening right now. And I pray that you would read the tables of their heart and meet their every need. I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would deliver your people from all evil. Lead us not into temptation. And Lord God, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. I pray and ask of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember all those who said, remember me in prayer. Remember the sick and the shut-in. Remember, Lord God, those who are bound. Remember, Lord God, the backslider. Lord God, I pray that you remember those who are in distress right now for one reason or another. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bind the devil on every hand. For Lord God, there's so much chaos in the world right now. There's so much confusion in our land right now. And Lord God, we need a ready healer. We need a ready deliverer. And I know, Lord, that you are so great, Lord God, that you're able, Heavenly Father, to redeem souls from death. And I pray and ask of you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would hear the cries of those, oh God, who are in need right now. Some are desperate for relief. Some are desperate, Lord God, for a release, Lord God, from the enemy's plots and plans. Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would rebuke the devil, rebuke the devourer, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And I pray that you would bring down every stronghold of the enemy. Lord God, he wants to keep your people in captivity. But Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, destroy the yoke. Lord God, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he have upon your souls. And I pray and ask of you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty and precious name, Lord God, that you will send a word, Lord God, that will heal, send a word that will set free, and Lord God, command every demon that come to demonize, Lord God, your people, Lord God, to release, oh Lord God, right now, and go in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord, hallelujah, that you would hear the cries of men. Lord God, there's so much happening right now. And Lord God, we will not be able to make it without you. And Lord God, have your way, Lord God, in the word on today. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Amen. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I greet you in love and in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Just so happy to be able to come before you once again today amen, in the word and prayerfully. Amen. It will be a word in season. Amen. That will be healing for the souls of men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Today we will be found in the gospel according to Mark chapter 5. And just to provide a brief overview, Mark's account of Jesus Christ is the shortest that was written. And in his account, Jesus is seen as a mighty worker, a man of action, and his deeds are emphasized more than his teachings. Mark's characteristic word, which occurs at least 48 times in his writings, is straightway, signifying Jesus' ability to heal or perform miracles immediately, at once, or as soon as he spoke the word. The objective was to show that God is a right now God. And those who came to Jesus professing the faith to be healed, it was done at once. In reading the gospel accounts, we learn that there was a lot of sick people in Israel that needed healing. When Jesus began his public ministry, there were many signs and wonders and miracles that he performed, which was incontestable proof that he was deity in manifestation. And during his ministry, the blind received their sight, the lame walked, lepers were healed of their leprosy, deaf ears were open, demons were cast out, and the gospel of the kingdom was preached to the poor. Every word that Jesus spoke was with authority, and he demonstrated that the kingdom of God was not in word but power. Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. And when he dwelt among men, those who believed on him were made perfectly whole because the kingdom of God was in the midst of them. And even today, there are a lot of sick folk in the land. What people need to understand is that the same remedy that God provided to biblical Israel is our remedy today. The works of Christ did not end when he was crucified, rose, and ascended into the heaven. His work continues through his name. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The name of the Lord is above all names, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. The power of God will never change or diminish. So no matter what ailment you are suffering from, whether it's physical or mental, the same word that God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah resounds today, saying, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Jesus is still a miracle working God and a wonder working Savior. So there is power in the name of Jesus to break and to destroy every chain. The chain of addiction, the chain of whoredom, the chain of witchcraft can be broken. If you call on him, he will come and subdue every demon that is tormenting your mind. And what we learned from Brother Mark is that your deliverance does not have to be a long, dragged out process. But if you come to Jesus the right way, ready to be purged, ready to let go of the sins of your past, ready to receive and partake of his spirit, ready to submit and humble yourselves, under the mighty hand of God, you can be healed immediately. And so in essence, your deliverance depends on you. And this is the subject of this message on today. Your deliverance depends on you and your willingness to commit to serving God 100%. If the devil still have a foothold in your life, you can never be free. And this is why I came to learn that there are some instances where we see some people that have been in church all their lives and still not delivered. Why? Because they are trying to do God while they are sleeping with the enemy. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And just to rephrase that, he's saying that you cannot serve God and the world. And those of those who think that they can are just deceiving themselves. Because if the enemy have control over any part of you, then you are technically still bound. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6, verse 16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? In other words, whatever voice you are listening to and doing their bidding is the one that you are actually serving. So it's not enough just to occupy a seat in the church or just walk around professing that you are a Christian. In order to experience total freedom, your aim should be to become a saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost-filled believer, ready to empty yourself of everything associated with bondage so that the Spirit of God can occupy a place within you and sanctify you completely. Your deliverance depends on you. So when we review Mark chapter 5, it chronicles one example of Jesus' ability to deliver. In this case, it was a maniac that he encountered in the country of the Gadarenes. The scripture gives us to know in verses 2 and 3 that it was there Jesus met a man that was dwelling among the tombs. In other words, he was in a graveyard, which had unclean spirits, and no man could bind him, not even with chains. Verses 4 and 5 gives us to know that this man had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. So it didn't matter what they tried to bind him up with. There was that, it was that spirit that was in him that gave him sort of an unnatural or supernatural strength to just break them in pieces. And the word of God says, and always night and day, He was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. The most adequate description of this man's condition is that he was demon-possessed or demonized. We have all heard it said that there is a difference between demon possession and mental illness. But in Jesus' time, demon possession was not distinguished from mental illness. We can deduce that if there is any sickness of the mind, it becomes a gateway for the enemy to assume control of the body. The mind is a battleground for the enemy, and his objective is to gain control over the mind, because if he can gain control of the mind, he can control you. The demons took control of this man's mind and body, and he was in torment, living in a graveyard, screaming and cutting himself with stones night and day. Verse 6 through 10 reads, "But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not.' For he said unto him," talking about Jesus, "'Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit.' And he asked him, 'What is thy name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' And he besought him much." Now this is the lesion in this man who's begging Jesus much that he would not send them away out of the country. One of the things that's notable in these scriptures is that when Jesus asked the unclean spirit what was his name, he identified himself as Legion, for we are many. A legion in scripture is a group of demons. So this man had a group of demons that took residence in his vessel. There was no indication as to how many demons were in the group. But if we consider the Roman army or legion during that time, when it was at full strength, a Roman legion consisted of 4,000 to 6,000 troops. The second thing that is notable is that they did not want to leave the place that they had occupied. The demons knew full well that Jesus had the power to destroy them. So they begged Jesus not to send them away out of the country. There are what you call territorial demons, and they claim territories. All right, when they claim certain territories, they don't want to be removed from that place. And we could look around and visibly see that some areas or some parts of the world are worse than others. And for the most part, demons have settled there and have free reign. The devil masterfully brings subjects under his influence and control to do his bidding, which is to steal and to kill and to destroy. Demons want to stay where they can freely operate. And the primary objective is to keep people in darkness, in bondage, or in torment. They have a strong desire to be embodied. Some may not believe this, but demon embodiment is a real thing. by reason that the demons did not want to be banished from that country, it speaks for the control that he had over the people who lived there. As we continue on in scripture, the Bible says in verses 11 and 12, "Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the demons besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter them." Again, embodiment is what they desire, whether it's a person or an animal. In Mark verse 5:13, it reads, "And forthwith Jesus gave them leave." In other words, he told them to go. "And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Thus the man who was in torment was released from the power of Satan immediately." And after it was publicized what Jesus had done, the Bible says in verse 15, "And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid." Now you would think, after witnessing such a marvelous thing, that the citizens of Gadara would have celebrated what Jesus had done for this man. But on the contrary, they were thankless and began to pray that Jesus would depart out of their coast. 2,000 of their pigs were destroyed. And this was an economic loss, if you will. So they did not see the value in what was done for this man because of the loss. However, if you look at this from a God perspective, one soul that was delivered from the power of Satan was more valuable than 2,000 swine that he disposed of to do it. Amen. The Lord did a great thing. And when he delivered this man from the graveyard and gave him a new lease on life with the absence of torment, no more a vessel that the enemy could use, and no more walking in graveyards and screaming and cutting himself naked, but clothed and in his right mind. This was more valuable than the possessions that these people lost. The power of God is so real. And this is only one example, but there are many examples of the works that Jesus did throughout his ministry that showcased his ability to deliver and to heal. So in conclusion, Jesus still is a mighty deliverer. And as written in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." This was not just pertaining to the generation during his time, but to every generation afterwards. So to those who are listening that have been in torment, going through battles in your mind, If the enemy have a foothold in your life, or you are bound because of the strongholds of the enemy, I want you to know that the power of God is real. The Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah concerning the purpose in which he was sent into the world, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." The spirit of deliverance is still in operations right now. But your deliverance, it depends on you. If you are desperate for a change in your condition or circumstance, and you come to Jesus ready to receive, he will do it straightway, immediately, at this very hour. At the time he speak a word, he'll do it. He will send a word in your life right now and heal. And you don't have to hesitate. Amen. When you need help, you need help. But it's up to you to press your way to the throne and cry out with a cry that God will hear. Don't delay. Amen. Because he'll do it for you right now. Your deliverance, it depends on you. Praise God. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. And I pray, dear Lord God, that that soul that's listening right now, Father, will consider the opportunity that you have just given, Lord God, to come to the throne on today. For Lord God, they don't have to stay in the shape that they're in. We know, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you have all power in your hand. And I pray, dear Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would draw your people to where you are and speak to their pure heart and mind and help them to realize, dear Lord, that you have more power than the devil. And Lord God, that your anointing can destroy and break every yoke. And I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they would hear right now. And Lord God, take the opportunity, Lord God, to be free, Lord God, from everything that binds, to be free from everything that hinders, and to be free of everything that burdens them and separates them from the love of God. Lord, I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would hear this prayer. And Lord God, the one that you're speaking to right now, Lord God, I pray that they would just lift up their hands and receive the deliverance of a mighty God. And Lord God, so that they can be like this man was, Lord God, clothed and in their right mind. Lord God, do it today. And Father in heaven, I bless your holy name, and I thank you right now for your blessing. I thank you right now for your miracle. I thank you right now, Father in heaven, for your ability and your power. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.